சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம். சாப்டர் 1 ஸ்லோகா நம்பர் 14. மாதவ பாண்டவ திவ்யௌ சங்கௌ ப்ரதத்மதுஹ. பாஞ்சஜன்யம் ஹ்ருஷிகேஷஹ தேவதத்தம் தனஞ்சயஹ பௌண்ட்ரம் தத்மௌ மஹாசங்கம் பீமகர்மாவ்ருகோதரஹ. Sanjaya, enumerating the situation in the war to Dhritarashtra, as an introduction to the war, the dialogue between Duryodhana and Dronacharya, but Dronacharya is not talking, Duryodhana is introducing all the armies. Having introduced from the 15th shloka onwards, the Pandava's side, how the warriors are standing, what are their conches, who are all blowing the conches, that description now we are seeing. After giving the description from the Duryodhana, we are going to enter into a new phase of description. This is about warriors' description we are seeing. While talking about the description of the place where Arjuna and Krishna are standing, how they are standing in the battlefield, that is given in the 14th shloka. Tatai shvetair hayai yuktaihi. Lord Krishna and Arjuna are there in the battlefield. There Lord Krishna is driving the chariot. He is doing the job of a charioteer, sarathi, to Arjuna. So Lord Krishna is sitting in front of the chariot and Arjuna is sitting in the chariot. What type of chariot, what type of horses, all the description is beautifully given here. It has got a philosophical significance also. That chariot description is very, very significant. Mahatisyandane sthitau. Both of them are sitting on a great chariot, Mahati. That chariot given by the Devatas. That chariot given by Chitraratha Devata. Given the chariot to Arjuna. Syandane, on the chariot, grand chariot, sthitau, both were seated. Shvetaihi hayaihi yuktenar. That chariot is arranged with the white horses. Shvetaihi means white. Haya means horse. That chariot is tied with white horses. The whiteness represents jnanam, Saraswati. So white represents mangalam. Here chariot, this much significance why Vyasacharya presenting in her. Why he has to give this much description of chariot. Both are seated in the chariot, it is enough, no? Shvetaihi, Hayaihi, Yuktaihi, why he has to say, no? There is lot of significance in our Puranas and Shastra. Our body is compared to a chariot. A chariot is that which takes a person to a destination. Similarly, our body, like chariot, also takes us to a destination called moksha. Every vehicle has got its own purpose to take the yajamana to a destination. So here, this body is compared to a chariot. What is the destination of this body? It has to take whom, where? Imagine your body is a chariot. First, let us know about chariot. Chariot is that which is has got horses in front, and horses are tied with reins, and the chariot has to go on the roads. Horses, reins, and the driver and the person who is sitting, yajamana, the owner of the chariot. This is the description of chariot. Now let us see our body also same way. Body is like a chariot. Who is Ratha Swami? Body chariot ke Swami, who is in a Jeevatma, the individual is the Ratha Swami, the yajamana of this body. And this chariot has got reins, horses, and driver also. Where are the horses? Our five sense organs are compared to horses. Five sense organs, Shabda, Sparsha, Rupa, Rasa, Gandha, Jnanendriyani, compared to five horses. And all of them are tied, no? And hold, that is called mind. Reins are compared to the mind. Mind can be compared to the reins, no? No, the mind has to control the sense organs. Reins has to control the horses. And these reins all are in the called mind, controlled by what? Na? The driver buddhi. The driver buddhi has to control the mind reins, which are controlling the sense organs, horses. So the driver buddhi has to control with the reins, that means mind. Buddhi has to control the mind. Mind has to be subservient to the buddhi. And horses have to be controlled by the driver buddhi. Sense organs must be controlled by the buddhi through the mind. So buddhi, manas, indriyani. And if they are controlling, driver is controlling that horses, and he can take the chariot safely to the destination, so the Radha Swami is also safe. Radha Swami, the one who is sitting in the chariot, also safe. If buddhi, driver, function properly, knows how to control the reins, you know, he should know how to control the steering. Appo reins, ippo car na steering. Those days horses, ippana wheels, four wheels, like that. Then what are the roads? The vehicle has to travel on the roads. The road we have to see, any up and downs are there on the road. It has to be carefully taken. The roads are like sense objects. Every sense organ is carried away by one sense perception. So horses must be alert in knowing the road, it's up and down. All these things, if they know, only they can travel on the road safely. Everything is fine, vehicle is fine, horses are fine. Once in a while they go, when I ask them to go right, they go left. Suppose if they go like that once in a while, enough. Once enough. And instead of taking to destination, they will take another destination, final destination. You know? Therefore, they have to be very alert and vigilant all the time. See, the yajamana, the individual who is sitting in this body, should know how to keep the body healthy, should know how to keep the intellect agile, should know how to keep the mind subservient to buddhi, and should know the healthy sense organs to be governed or disciplined to go in a healthy path, good path. Then only he can reach the destination called moksha. This is called Ratha Kalpana. In Kathopanishad, elaborately Yamadharmaraja presents to Nachiketas. Atmanam rathinam vidhi, shariram rathamevat, buddhintu sarathim vidhi, manah pragrahamevacha, indriyani hayanahuhu, vishayan steshu gocharan. Kathopanishad students can remember this shloka. Very, very important. Every day we can remember this body is like a chariot. This is given here only for me to reach the destination called moksha. That is my destination. All other intermediary destinations and all not permanent destinations. They are only intermediary destinations. Idu gnapakam irukkanum. Irunda nannadi. Illena, Bhagavan will remind us one day or other. If we remember ourselves, we are samatthu and artha. Namakku gnapakam illena, Bhagavane oru situation create panni, oru kashtamana oru nilamai create panni, appavadhu ivanukku gnapakam varuma ani paapar. Andha maadhiri kashtamana oru nilamai varadhukku munnadiye namma koncham alerta. நம்ம டெஸ்டினேஷன் என்னன்னு ஞாபகம் வச்சுட்டு அதுக்கு தகுந்த மாதிரி வாழ்ந்துட்டோம்னு ரொம்ப நல்லது, பகவானுக்கு கூட சந்தோஷம். திஸ் இஸ் கால்ட் மெச்சூரிட்டி என்னார். இம்மெச்சூர் பீப்புள் பகவான் ஹேஸ் டு கம் அண்ட் ரிமைண்ட் ஃபார் இம்மெச்சூர் பீப்புள். ஃபார் மெச்சூர் பீப்புள் பகவான் நீட் நாட் கம் அண்ட் ரிமைண்ட். தே தெம் செல்ஃப் நோ. தே ஆர் கால்ட் மெச்சூர் பீப்புள், இன்ஃபார்ம்டு பீப்புள். தே ஆர் கால்ட் மெச்சூர் பீப்புள். Therefore, இவட இருக்க கதை ஹயை யுக்தைஹி ஸ்வேதைஹி ஹயை யுக்தைஹி. இட் இஸ் இன்சிடென்டல், இட் இஸ் நாட் செட் இன் எனி கமெண்டரி புக் எனிவேர். ஸோ யூ கேன் ட்ரா சோ மெனி வேல்யூஸ் ஃப்ரம் ஈச் அண்ட் எவ்வரி வேர்ட் ஆஃப் தி பகவத்கீதா. திஸ் இஸ் கால்டு கிரியேட்டிவிட்டின்னு சொல்லுவேன், கிரியேட்டிவிட்டி. ஓகே. மாதவாக பாண்டவச்சைவ திவ்யோ சங்கம் பிரதத்மது, தே ஹவ் ப்ளூ தட் their conches. Then panchajanyam, what are their conch names in the panchajanyam that we saw in the last class? Dhananjayaha Devadattam, given by Indra. Bhima Paundram Shankham. And next shloka is presenting Nakula Sahadeva's conch names, their names. Now we'll read the 16th shloka.
Ananta Vijayam Raja,
Ananta Vijayam Raja,
Kunti Putro Yudhishthiraha,
Kunti Putro Yudhishthiraha,
Nakula Sahadevascha,
Nakula Sahadevascha,
Sughoshamani Pushpakau,
Sughoshamani Pushpakau.
Bhima and Arjuna, Lord Krishna conscious description over by 15th shloka. Next, in the 16th shloka, Yudhishthira, Nakula, Sahadeva, three more Pandavas, Shankhams, conscious names. Kunti putraha yudhishthiraha raja అనంత విజయం దద్మహానరు దద్మౌ. దట్ ప్రదద్మౌ యు హ్యావ్ టు టేక్ ఫ్రమ్ ద ప్రీవియస్ శ్లోక. దట్ ఆల్సో యు హ్యావ్ టేక్ ఫ్రమ్ ప్రీవియస్ శ్లోక ప్రదద్మతు నట్ 14th శ్లోక ఆన్వర్డ్స్ యు హ్యావ్ టు టేక్ దట్ దే బ్లూ దేర్ కాంచనర్. యుధిష్ఠిర ఈజ్ ద ఎల్డెస్ట్ సన్ ఆఫ్ కుంతి. దట్స్ వై వ్యాసాచార్య ప్రజెంట్స్ కుంతి పుత్ర, ద సన్ ఆఫ్ కుంతి. సుంతి కుంతి పుత్ర, వాట్ ఈస్ హిజ్ నేమ్? ఎల్డెస్ట్ సన్ యుధిష్ఠిర. యుధిష్ఠిర యుద్ధే స్థిర యుధిష్ఠిర. యుధి అన్న వార్, స్థిర మీన్స్ ద వన్ హూ స్టాండ్ స్టడీ. యుధి స్థిర, వన్ హూ స్టాండ్ ఫోమ్ ఇన్ ద బ్యాటిల్ ఫీల్డ్. యుధి మీన్స్ ఇన్ ద బ్యాటిల్ ఫీల్డ్. స్థిర మీన్స్ వన్ హూ స్టాండ్ స్టడీలీ. యుధిష్ఠిర ఈజ్ వన్ హూ స్టాండ్స్ స్టడీలీ ఇన్ ద బ్యాటిల్ ఫీల్డ్. దేర్ ఫోర్ హీ ఈజ్ కాల్డ్ యుధిష్ఠిర. అనదర్ నేమ్ ఈజ్ ధర్మపుత్ర, ఈజ్ ద సన్ ఆఫ్ యమధర్మరాజ. దేర్ ఫోర్ హీ ఈజ్ నోన్ యాజ్ ధర్మపుత్ర. ఈజ్ రాజా, ఈవెన్ దో హీజ్ నాట్ హ్యావింగ్ ద కింగ్డమ్, హీ ఈజ్ ద ఓన్లీ రాజా యాక్చువల్లీ, యు నో. దట్స్ వై రాజా కుంతిపుత్ర. హీజ్ వాట్ ఈజ్ ద నేమ్ ఆఫ్ హిజ్ కాంచ్? అనంత విజయం. హీ బ్లూ ద కాంచ్ నోన్ యాజ్ అనంత విజయం. మీన్స్ ఎవర్ సక్సెస్ఫుల్ అని అర్థం. అనంత విజయం మీన్స్ దట్ శంఖ ఈజ్ దట్ హుచ్ గివ్స్ ఆల్వేస్ సక్సెస్ ఓన్లీ. ఎవర్ సక్సెస్ఫుల్ అని అర్థం. దట్ కాంచ్ హీ బ్లూ. దెన్ నకుల సహదేవ సుఘోష మణి పుష్పకౌ. ద థర్డ్ అండ్ ఫోర్త్ అండ్ ఫిఫ్త్ సన్ ఆఫ్ పాండు, దేర్ మదర్ ఈజ్ నోన్ యాజ్ మాద్రి, మాద్రి సన్స్. బట్ ఈవెన్ దో దే ఆర్ మాద్రి సన్స్, యుధిష్ఠిర అర్జున అండ్ భీమా ఓన్లీ కుంతి పుత్రాస్. బట్ దెన్ యూ కెన్ నెవర్ సీ ద డిఫరెన్స్ బిట్వీన్ పాండవాస్. ఆల్ ఫైవ్ యాజ్ వన్, నో, ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్, ఈవెన్ దో దే బిలాంగ్ టు వన్ ఫాదర్ అండ్ టూ మదర్స్, బట్ వీ నెవర్ సీ దెమ్ యాజ్ సెపరేట్. నకుల సహదేవ, పాండవాస్ ఆల్ ఆర్ టుగెదర్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ కుంతి. బికాస్ ఆఫ్ కుంతి ఓన్లీ ఆల్ బ్రదర్స్ లవ్ ఈచ్ అదర్. Children love each other, children respect each other and trust each other is possible only by mother's guidance. How Dhritarashtra, no, Gandhari guidance, how Kunti guidance here. Gandhari closed her eyes. She has forgotten her duty, but Kunti always, her eyes are on her children, sons only, always. She is always giving suggestions, advice to her children. So Pandava's greatness is not because of Pandavas. Remember, Pandava's greatness is because of only Kunti, mother. She played such a great role as a mother. So Nakula Sahadeva, the conch is Sughosha, is the name of the conch of Nakula. మణిపుష్పకం ఈజ్ ద కాంచ్ ఆఫ్ సహదేవ. ప్రధద్మౌ దే బ్లూ బోత్ ద కాంచెస్. నెక్స్ట్ శ్లోక వి విల్ రీడ్.
కాశ్యశ్చ పరమేశ్వాసః శిఖండీ చ మహారథః దృష్టద్యుమ్నో విరాటశ్చ సాత్యకిశ్చాపరాజితః ద్రుపదో
ద్రౌపదేయాశ్చ
సర్వశః
పృథివీపతే
సౌభద్రశ్చ మహాబాహుః శంఖాన్ దద్ముః పృథక్ పృథక్ సఘోషోధార్తరాష్ట్రాణాం హృదయాని వ్యదారయత్ నభశ్చ పృథివీం చైవ తుములో వ్యనునాదయన్
వన్స్ ద ఫైవ్ పాండవాస్ బ్లూ దేర్ కాన్షియస్ Other Rajas who are standing behind Pandavas to support the Pandavas, they also blew their conches. Who are all those Rajas? Just names are enumerated here. To show we are also standing behind Pandavas. We are standing here to support Pandavas. We are all ready to fight for Pandavas' sake. So when the leaders are in front, all behind the helpers, supporters have to show their what? Jindabad and Chulma Ilya backside. So like that, these other Rajas are also showing their readiness. How they are showing, who are they? Kashi Rajaha. Kashi Raja, one Raja. Parameshwasaha. What type of Raja he is? Parameshwasaha means who is capable of yielding very big bow. Parama Ishwasaha, who is capable of the yielder of big bow. Not ordinary local bow arrow and all. They used to, we cannot lift that bow first of all. We the ordinary human beings cannot lift that bow and arrow. Because they are warriors, they have a lot of power and strength, physical strength. They can lift their bow and arrow, such a big bow and arrow he can use. Therefore, Kashi Rajaha, Kashyaha, then Shikhandi, Maharathaha Shikhandi. You know Shikhandi story, born only to kill Bhishma. The Amba, the one who want to take revenge upon Bhishma, stood as a Shikhandi. Maharathaha, warrior, the great warrior. How they have become great warriors, you know, not by just taking everyday newspaper, coffee and TV programs. They all became great warriors only by just tapas. Great tapas. Highly disciplined persons, all of them. Okay? That is why they are all Maharathaha, great warrior. How much tapas the Shikhandi did, not ordinary tapas. Tremendous tapas. Drishtadyumnaha, next Raja is Drishtadyumnaha, the one who born to kill Dronacharya. Okay? So all are born specifically to kill. Drishtadyumnaha. These all people knows. See that tragedy. Bhishma knows that Shikhandi is ready to kill me already. Dronacharya knows when he is teaching to Drishtadyumna, this person is going to kill me readily. See how bold they are. No? How bold they are. They know those persons are already alive. No? They are ready to kill us. In Drishtadyumnaha. Then Virata Raja. Then Aparajitaha. Virata Raja is one who is Aparajitaha, is the title. The king of Virata. And Aparajitaha is called Satyaki. Aparajitaha Satyakihi. The undefeated Satyaki. Who fights ceaselessly. Very difficult to fight with Satyaki is undefeatable person. Then Draupadi, Drupadaha, the king of Drupada, Draupadi's father. Draupadeyaha, the sons of Draupadi. Mahabahuhu Saubhadraha, the mighty armed Abhimanyu. Saubhadraha means the son of Subhadra. Oru Abhimanyu bodhu. The Saubhadra, that Abhimanyu is the greatest warrior. At the age of 16, he entered in the battlefield. At the age of 16. Now our children are at the age of 16, how are they? One head, one throat, one hair is just growing without buttons, shirt, kadathula or chain, potti. Ennada naadidicha shakti irukana, bodambula shakti kadaiyadu. That's why we have to teach the greatness of Abhimanyu. Great warriors we have to teach. Abhimanyu is great because of not only Arjuna. Abhimanyu is great because of Subhadra. Because Subhadra knows the greatness of Arjuna. She wants such a great son. So mothers used to do tapas like this. You know, I want such a child. I want such a daughter. This type of character. This type of values. Illa manasala sankalpa. They used to have such a sankalpa before pregnancy. Before pregnancy, they used to have that sankalpa. Even the Subhadra, even the warriors' wives are not ordinary. They used to fight in the battlefield. Subhadra used to fight along with Arjuna, with enemies she used to fight. She used to help Arjuna. You know that Satyabhama also helped Sri Krishna. So they are all not only housewives. They are all like, you know, wives of warriors means not ordinary. Say, sankalpa must be very, very high. Now, what we think, and our ladies, when they are pregnant, they think about, you know, son engineer padikano, nariya IIT lo padikano, he should get a good seat, apra America ku ponu, ange poi nalla panam sambadhikkanum. Indha maari sankalpa vecha enna da perisa aaga mudiyum payanana. So, you have to develop such a tapasic mind, sankalpa. Those days, people, when they were pregnant, they used to read Ramayanam, Bharatam, Bhagavatam. All this, why they used to read? Because the more you read, at the conception time, pregnancy time, all these characters, when you are reading, great characters, thoughts you involve in round, ringing in your mind. Then slowly the baby in the stomach imbibe those qualities. Now, how many pregnant women are reading nowadays? At least Bhagavan Nama Manna Chollamma Vishnu Sahasra Nama Lalita Sahasra Nama Manna Adikuda illa. No time, always seeing, watching the TV. And the serials all paatha pregnant irukkam bodhu. Endha madhiri kolandha varuva? Kaachi poochana ore kattu vaakam paravana. Enna andha serials all paatha adhe tendency vandhudu. Why they used to read all those things in very, very sensitive. And the baby, everything imbibes, you know, grasp everything. And then especially pregnant, I recommend Ramma Jagrataya or Nalla Satsanga Thoda Irkanaman Javani. Those days, Idella Shona, nobody will care. I can talk only here, mad. Now, only Upanyasanda Shola Mudi Metare. The importance they have to know. It looks as the cock and bull stories for people. But they never taken like that. It's very, very important. See, all of them are great warriors. Draupadiyaha, Saubhadraha, Mahabahu, mighty armed. Mahabahu, mighty armed. Such a great, powerful strength he has got. What? Shankhan Dadmuhunar. All these Rajas at a time, at once, simultaneously they blew their conch. How much sound will come? Imagine. As the Pandavas blowing their conch, these Rajas started blowing that next shloka. When the Kaurava side people, when they are blowing, there is no much separate shloka. Here only the shloka comes. When Pandava side they blew their conches, how much sound reverberated? That is presented in the 19th shloka. Prathak prathak means distinctly. Not Ornuda Shankha, Avanu Udin the Kapara Ni Kudu Yanak, Navu Dre, Apudilla Kadayad. Everybody is having their own conch, prithak prithak. Distinctly they have blew their conch from all directions, sarvashaha, from all directions. They are all standing in their own place in different directions. From all directions, what a time the noise came, that conch noise, how it produced sound. That is here, saghoshaha, that ghosha, the sound. Saha ghoshaha, that sound of the conches, nabaha prithivimcha vyanunadayan. This sound has reverberated. Vyanunadayan means resounding throughout. Pratidhvani in earth, echo. It has created bouncing from where? Sky to earth, earth to sky. First it has started from earth to sky, it has gone. Again it has echoed, come back, bouncing back to earth again, that sound reverberated, resounding. Prithivim nabaha, nabaha means sky, prithivi means earth, vyanunadayan means resounding. Tumulaha ghoshaha, it is tumultuous noise, reverberated noise. That noise is like this, you know, to, he is picturizing, Vyasa Bhagavan picturizing that nadam, and the nadam is like that, is tearing the hearts of Kauravas. You know. In the nadam, it has gone into the heart of all Kauravas armies. Vyadarayan hridayani dhartarashtranam hridayani vyadarayan. This the sound has pierced. Vedarayat means pierced. Vidrudhat, ninth conjugation. Vedarayat, pierced. Hridayani, hearts. Hridayani means hearts of Dhartarashtranam. Kauravana means Dhritarashtra putras. Pierced the hearts of the Kauravas, Dhritarashtra Putras. Then what happened? Now second phase of presentation is coming. Up to here one phase is over. We will read the shloka number 20.
Atha vyavasthitan drishtvam Dhartarashtran kapidhvajaham Pravritte shastra sampate Dhanurudhyamya pandavaham Hrishikesham tadavakhyam Idamahamahipate
Such a sound is reverberating in the battlefield. At least and the slokas padikum bodh inge avad reverberation varavendamo. We have to chant loudly. Saapadane vandhen ellarume. We have to chant loudly. And what is slokas? That slokas. That vibration should come. Na. These slokas, atha, that is called Mangala Vakyam. If you say loudly, atha means all evils go away, evil tendencies from us also will go away. If you chant loudly, the evil tendencies or thoughts also will go away, weak thoughts will go away, negative thoughts will run away. Just they will run from you. That's why you sit straight and chant loudly, okay? Not murmuring. You have to chant loudly, na? Full voice. Atha. Na? Atha indicates here, this is a turning point in artham. Then, thereafter. Atha, then this word tatha has showing that turning point, Arjuna's mind is going to change from this point. It indicates changing of an event. Number one, it is a mangala vakyam. Mangalam means Gitopadesham start agaradhukku, it is starting an artham. Mangalam. From the inauspicious battlefield, auspicious Gita Upadesha is coming. That is showing by Atha. In Brahma Sutra, in Mimamsa Sutras, many places sutras, when they start, they don't have time to write or chant Mangala Slokas. Shuklam, Varadaram, Vishnu, and then Cholam Mudiyadu. What they do? Om, Atha. Oh, that is itself is a Mangalam. Rundu letter da. Atha. That itself is a Mangalam. That Mangalaman or Gita Upadesham is Varaporadinar. Eppo Varavanna. Eppo, when Arjuna lose his heart. Lose his heart, and when Arjuna became sad from his mind, that shoka comes, at that time Gita comes. That is the turning point. If Arjuna is not sad, Gita Upadesha won't come. If Bhagavan Krishna would have not taught Gita Upadesha, we need not come here. Isn't it? We have come here only because of Gita Upadesha. Gita Upadesha is because of Arjuna's emotional disturbance. So, and the emotional disturbance also Mangalanda. Okay? Suppose any time we get emotional disturbance. Okay? Edavad manasu kulle emotional disturbance irundha kuda adu nalladhukku dhaan nadakka poradhenu nenichukonga. Okay? Enna? Because Arjuna is undergoing now an emotional, tremendous emotional problem. Not ordinary. Okay? Not ordinary problem. Such a tremendous, powerful emotional problem is undergoing. அதனால் நல்லது தான் நடக்க போகிறது, நமக்கு கூட அப்படி தான் நினச்சிக்கோங்க. ஓகே, ஏதாவது வந்து யூ நீட் நாட் லூஸ் ஹார்ட், ஏதோ நல்லது தான் நடக்க போகிறதான்னு நினச்சிக்கோங்க. கஷ்டம் வந்தாலும் கூட நல்லதுக்கு தான் நினச்சிக்கோங்க. திஸ் இஸ் த எக்ஸம்ப்ளரி. அர்ஜுனா இஸ் அன் எக்ஸம்ப்ளரி ஃபார் தட். ஓகே, அத தென் வாட் ஹேப்பன். ஹே மஹீபதேன, மஹீபதே, ஓ கிங் திருதராஷ்டிரான், ஓ திருதராஷ்டிரான், ஹீ இஸ் அட்ரெஸ்ஸிங், சஞ்சய் இஸ் அட்ரெஸ்ஸிங் திருதராஷ்டிரா. ஓ திருதராஷ்டிரா, மஹீபதி, மஹி மீன்ஸ் அர்த், பதே மீன்ஸ் ரூலர், பதி மீன்ஸ் ரூலர், த ரூலர் ஆஃப் அர்த். ஓ கிங் மஹீபதே திருதராஷ்டிரா, வாட் ஹேப்பன்ட் யூ நோ அட் தட் டைம்? Pravritti Shastra Sampate, you have to do Anvaya a little bit because three lines are involved here. Atha Kapitvajaha Pandavaha. Atha then Kapitvajaha, the monkey bannered Arjuna an artham. Kapi anna monkey, dvajavanna banner. The Arjuna's chariot, upon that there is a banner. Dvajam, flag. Every chariot, on the top of the chariot, they have to keep the banner, flag. So on Arjuna's chariot, what type of flag is there? In a kapit dvajaha. Upon whose flag monkey emblem is there? Hanuman is sitting. Hanuman is sitting on the banner flag of Arjuna. Idhukku periya story. ஒரு ஒருனுக்கு ஒரு ஒரு ஸ்டோரி. மெனி ஆஃப் யூ நோ தட் பிகாஸ் ஐ ஆம் டேக்கிங் செகண்ட் ரவுண்ட் நோ திஸ் ஓகே கபி தட் ஹனுமான் அண்ட் பீமா வெர் பிரதர்ஸ், வாயு புத்திராஸ். when Hanuman was sitting in Himalayas, when he was very old, Hanuman, how can he sit on the flag? And he can sit. Hanuman is a Chiranjeevi. Hanuman is Chiranjeevi. There are 7 Chiranjeevis are there. Not local cinema actor Chiranjeevi. Okay. There are 7 Chiranjeevi, the one who live all the time. No death for them. Who are those 7 Chiranjeevis? Ashwatthama, Balihi, Vyasaha. Ashwatthama is one Chiranjeevi. Bali is second Chiranjeevi. Vyasaha, Vyasa Bhagavan is also third Chiranjeevi. Then Hanuman, fourth Chiranjeevi. Then Vibhishanaha, fifth Chiranjeevi. Kripacharya, Kripaha, sixth Chiranjeevi. Parashuramaha is the 7th Chiranjeevi, Parashurama. Saptaite Chiranjeevinaha. Ashwatthamo Balir Vyaso Hanuman Vibhishanaha. Kripaha Parashuramascha Saptaite Chiranjeevinaha. All the 7 are Chiranjeevis. Treta Yuga. Hanuman belong to Treta Yuga. Now Arjuna belong to which Yuga? Dwapara Yuga. Now we are in which Yuga? Abha, Kali Yuga. Okay. Hanuman who belong to Treta Yuga is in Dwapara Yuga on the chariot flag as emblem because he is a Chiranjeevi. He is sitting exactly. When he was there, in Himalayas, just like that for some flower, Bhima is going in the Himalayas. He saw there Hanuman. And Bhima always thinks he is so powerful, strong. But he never knew that Hanuman is powerful than him, stronger than him. Then he come to know Hanuman is my brother. Both of them are very happy. Then Hanuman asked, my dear brother, what can I do for you? What do you want from me? Then Bhima asked Hanuman's help. You come and watch that Mahabharata Yuddham is going to take place. You please come and watch. And please help me. Bless us. Then Hanuman said, yes, yes, I want to see. I saw Rama Ravana Yuddham. Now I want to see Kaurava Pandava Yuddham. I will come. And who is going to fight mainly? Arjuna. Krishna is there. So at that place I will sit. Where you sit? I will sit on the flag of Arjuna. So that I can watch the battle nicely. After the battle, Kurukshetra Sangrama over, Bhima went and asked, my dear brother, how is the battle you see? Great battle? How is it? It was a battle. Hanuman said to Bhima, is this battle? Such a Bhishma, Drona, great warriors are fighting. You said this is not battle. Then what is the battle? Rama Ravana Yuddham, only Rama Ravana Yuddham. Adi vida, adi kapram battle kadiyad. What he said, Hanuman, Gaganam Gaganakaram Sagaram Sagaropamam Ravana, Rama Ravana Yor Yuddham, Rama Ravana Yor Yuvanar. Rama Ravana Yor Ivan. Eppadina, equal to ocean, is there any other ocean? Equal to ocean, you can compare anything else. Sagaram, Sagara Upamam. Sagara can be compared to Sagara only. No other thing to compare. Equal to Sagaram. Sagaram means ocean. Very close to us now. Okay. Sagaram, Sagaropamam. Gaganam, Gaganakaram. Sky, how big, how huge, how much it is spreading. That is equal to what? Sky. Sky is equal to sky. Sky is equal to sky. Ocean is equal to ocean. Rama Ravana Yuddham equal to whose battle? Kaurava Pandava Kaurava Yuddhamana. Illai. Rama Ravana Yoho Iva. And the Rama Ravana Yuddham is compared to Rama Ravana Yuddham. And there is no other battle, such a wonderful battle. And Hanuman ki idu onnu tutu in the battle. This is the Hanuman's description about Rama Ravana Yuddha. Imagine, Hanuman is so engrossed in the Rama Ravana Yuddha. What you are doing then? I am sleeping. Hanuman saying, this is a battle, I am sleeping. When you are waking up, when Krishna talking Gita, Upadesham, I am waking up. Why I have come to sit on the flag of Arjuna? My main purpose is not to see the battlefield. I want to listen what Lord Krishna is teaching. Appo Ramadhani ippo Krishna. That's why Hanuman want to visit again Rama in Krishna avatara. And he want to listen. Not only listening, he wrote a bhashyam commentary upon Bhagavad Gita. Who? Hanuman. Paishachika bhashyam and peru. Hanuman wrote a commentary upon Bhagavad Gita. It is known as Paishachika Bhashyam. Still today it is available. Not here, local shops and all. It is available. Okay? Paishachika Bhashyam. That's why Kapidhvajahan peru. Pandava. Arjunanki Kapidhvajahan peru. Kapidhvajaha Pandavaha. And the Kapidhvajaha is an adjective to Pandavaha means Arjunaha. Vyavasthitan Dhartharashtran Drishtva. So once they have entered the battlefield, Arjuna saw all the Kauravas. Vyavasthitan means arrayed, assembled. Vyavasthitan, whom? Dhartharashtranan. Dhartharashtran, the Kauravas, he saw. Drishtva, having seen, then what? Tada, then, Shastra Sampate Pravritte Dhanu Udyamya. Shastra Sampate means when, tada, at that moment, Shastra Sampate Pravritte, when his discharge of arrows was to be commenced, he took one arrow, just his hand is going to take his arrow. All of them are ready in the battlefield. Now he is also ready to take, that bow from his, arrows. And the bunch is backside, he is going to take. Shastra Sampate and ready. He has taken the arrow and he kept ready for to his bow and is going to leave the arrow. He is going to leave at that time. At the Shastra Sampate Pravritte Dhanu Udyamya. Dhanu Udyamya means raised the bow also. Up to here Arjuna mind is very clear. Intellect is also very clear. I am fighting with Kauravas. Kauravas are all adharmic now. I am going to fight in Dharma Yuddha. This is the right place for me to discharge my duties. Arjuna's intellect is very, very clear. No problem at all. Up to here, at this moment. Dhanuhu Udyam. Rishikesham idam vakyam aha. Rishikesham idam vakyam. The following words to Krishna, he spoke. Arjuna spoke the following words. When he has taken to leave the arrow, next moment he is going to leave the arrow, at that moment, whatever kshanam, he spoke few words to Lord Krishna. Rishikesham idam vakyam, following slokas, these words, he spoke to Lord Krishna. Who says? Sanjaya says to Dhritarashtra.
Arjuna uvacham.
Arjuna uvacham.
Senayor ubhayor madhye.
Senayor ubhayor madhye.
Ratham sthapaya michutam. Yavadeta nirikshaham.
Yavadeta nirikshaham.
Yodhukamana vasthitan.
Yodhukamana vasthitan.
Kairmaya sahayodhavyam.
Kairmaya sahayodhavyam.
अस्मिन् रणसमुद्यमे योस्य मानानवेक्षेहम् ये तेत्र समागताः धार्तराष्ट्रस्य दुर्बुद्धेः युद्धे प्रियचिकीर्षवः
हे अच्युतान् हि अड्रेस्ड् लार्ड् कृष्ण हे अच्युतान् ओ लार्ड् कृष्णान् अर्थम् अच्युता मीन्स् द वन् हू ईस् ट्रस्ट् वर्दीन्नु अर्थम् இங்கே ரெண்டு மீனிங் இருக்குது அச்சுதா மீன்ஸ் தன் ஒன் ஹூ நெவர் அலவ் ஹீஸ் டிவோட்டீஸ் டு ஃபால் இஸ் நோன் ஆஸ் அச்சுதா த ஒன் ஹூ நெவர் அலவ் ஹீஸ் டிவோட்டீஸ் டு ஃபால் தட் மீன்ஸ் த டிவோட்டீஸ் ஹீ ப்ரொடெக்ட்ஸ் இன் அர்த்தம் அனதர் மீனிங் ஆஃப் அச்சுதா மீன்ஸ் த ஒன் ஹூ நெவர் ஃபெயில் that you can take first meaning the one who never fail in blessing his devotees from falling the one who never fail in blessing his devotees from falling the one who never fail in blessing to protect his devotees from falling therefore he is called achyutaha Then second philosophical meaning is one who never fall, one who is free from raga dvesha, who is ever free, the one who never have chuti fall. A person who fall in the well, the person who descend to protect the person, both are in the well. Okay. A person who fallen in the well, that person is asking for protection. And a person who descend into the well to protect the person who is in the well. Both are in the well. One person helplessly fallen, one person deliberately descending. Lord Krishna is one Achyutaha, is an avatara descending. Avatara descends, we the human beings are all falling in the samsara. The one who is ever free from samsara, anartham. Achyuta means imperishable one. The one who never have decay. Chuti is not there. He Achyuta. Such a Krishna is there in front and Arjuna is very confident. Trustworthy Krishna is there in front. Hey Achyutan! Lord Krishna immediately turned back. Yaro kooptane. He is just driving the chariot. Once Achyutan, yaro kooptane, enna pannuvom namma enna pannuvom? We will turn the head. Arjuna also, when he called like that, Hey Achyutan! He looked back. Once he looked back, Me ratham sthapaya. Stop my chariot. sthapaya. Stop panadu. Suddenly stop panadu. Then immediately the driver, you know, Lord Krishna has to stop the chariot. Because he is the yajamana sitting in the chariot. So he has to stop the chariot. Sthapaya means stop the chariot. What you have to stop? Me ratham sthapaya. Stop my chariot. Stop my chariot. Because you are my driver. Naa sonna maadhiri kekkanum. Okay. You have to stop. Ratham sthapaya. Have you come to fight? Or for what? Na? Lord Krishna may get doubt. Why I am asking to stop, you know? I want to see these warriors who are all fighting with whom. He says here, Hey Achyuta, me ratham sthapaya. Where to stop? Adi teriyaname. Not abruptly where I am. He is commanding, stop and so place. Where? Ubhayoho senayoho madhye sthapaya. Please stop my chariot in between the two armies. Still, Lord Krishna may get out. Have you come to fight or have you come to stop everything? No, 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 I want to watch. That also Krishna, Arjuna clarifies. Yavat aham nirikshe yetan avasthitan yodhu kaman. You stop my chariot in such a place from where I can see entire army. For that purpose, you have to stop. Yetan avasthitan, those who are assembled, yetan avasthitan, yavat, till I, and the range I can watch, aham nirikshe, I can see, up to that extent, last extent, I can see such a place, you have to stop my chariot. Why I am asking? Yodhu kaman maya yodhavyam saha. I want to see the warriors with whom I have to fight. Again Krishna will get, you have come here to fight or you want to see? You have come here to see the warriors. There he put another adjective. Dhartarashtranam durbhuddehe durbhuddehe asmin rana samudyame maya yodhavyam asmin rana samudyame. In this battlefield, in this event of war, with whom I have to fight, I have to see. Aham avekshe ete, I wish to see all of them. Ye samagataha atra, who are all assembled here. Ye samagataha means who are all assembled here. Atra means here. Ye samagataha, who are they? Not just like they have come. Now, konja poi paathittu varom. Eppadi irukku anna? Appadi varala. Yosyamanan, all of them come with their weapons. Eager to fight, all of them are standing eager to fight, not just like that to see a movie madri paakkaradhukku varala yaarume. They all come to fight, eager to fight, and they are standing on Kaurava's side. I have to fight. I want to see those people. Who are they? Dhartarashtrasya durbhuddehe yuddhe priyachikirshavaha. I want to see those people who want to help to that Duryodhana, who is having evil minded. With evil mind he has come to fight with me. Adharmic person, durbuddhi, dhartarashtrahana, Duryodhana, durbuddhi, Duryodhana. Avanaki help under the yaru vandhanu oru vattu paakanunnanu. Durbuddhi yoda irukkira, Duryodhana help under the kaha. எந்தெந்த துர்புத்தி வந்ததோ பார்க்கணும். இல்லை, ஹவு கேன் தே கம் சச் எ கிரேட் வாரியர்ஸ் டு ஹெல்ப் துரியோதன? லெட் மீ சி ஒன்ஸ் ஹூ ஆர் ஆல் தேர் டு ஹெல்ப் திஸ் துரியோதன. அசன் ஹவு தே ஆர் ரெடி டு ஹெல்ப் துரியோதன? லெட் மீ சி தம் அண்ண, ஒரு வாட்டு பார்க்கணும். இஸ் இஸ் பிரிய சிகீர்ஷவஹா மீன்ஸ் தே வாண்ட் டு ப்ளீஸ் துரியோதன. Priya Chikirshavaha means Yuddhe Priya Chikirshavaha means they want to please Duryodhana in the battlefield. What type of Duryodhana? Durbuddhi Duryodhana. And the Duryodhana Priya Chikirshavaha na here Priyam Kartum Ichchavaha. Priya Chikirshavaha, who want to fulfill the desire of that evil minded Duryodhana in the battlefield. They have come here. Adhanale ஒரு நல்லவன் பக்கம் இருந்தால் நம்மளும் நல்லவன் தான், ஒரு கெட்டவன் பக்கம் இருந்தால் நம்மளும் கெட்டவன் ஆகிடுவோம். ஸோ அர்ஜுனா ஈஸ் ஆல்சோ கிளியர் அன்டில் நவ். ஹீ நோஸ் துரியோதனா ஹேஸ் காட் துர்புத்தி. இப்போ வரைக்கும் புத்தி நல்லதாக இருக்காது அர்ஜுனனுக்கு. அன்டில் நவ் ஆல்சோ அர்ஜுனா ஈஸ் வெரி சேன், ஹீஸ் இன்டலெக்ட் இஸ் இன்டாக்ட், ஹீஸ் இன்டலெக்ட் இஸ் இன்டாக்ட். ஒரு மோகம், ஒரு கன்ஃபியூஷனும், ஒரு சோகம் ஒன்றுமே இல்லை. ஆனாலும் ஒரே ஒரு க்ஷணம் அப்படி எட்டி பார்த்தானோ இல்லையோ, ஆல் ஃப்ளாஷ்பேக் லைக் ஹிஸ் பேக்ரவுண்ட் மெமரி just is triggered. Just he saw one glance like this. All the warriors, where, to whom he is going to fight, and just he saw, he remembered all his childhood past memories. He remember 1 week time it will take, we'll see that in the next class. What he says. Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.